Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Time now on AM 580 for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. First of all, in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 670 this morning. That was up 7 3/4. And September opened at 681, up 8. July wheat in Chicago opened at 617, up 5. September 644.5, up 6.5. And December at 667, up 6.25. July 2010 wheat in Chicago opened at 698.25, up 6 3/4. July corn opened at 430, up 2.5. September at 439.5, up 1 3/4. December at 452.5, up 2 1/4. And March at 463.5 was up 2.5 on the open. December 2010 opened at 451.25, up 1.5. In soybeans, July opened at 1195, up 9.5. August at 1159, up 9. September 1099, up 11.5. November opened at 1053, up 10.5. January at 1054, up 9 3/4. March at 1042, up 10. And May opened at 1024, up 7. That's the May 2010. July soybean meal opened at 390.50, up 50, and August at 374, even up 60. July soybean oil opened at 38, up 25, and August opened down 14 at 37.78. Well, with the return of the more favorable weather, many farmers were finally able to make some significant progress in planting. Many farmers reported fields were still wet or even had standing water in them in places, and it was necessary to work around those areas. Corn planting in particular made noteworthy progress, but is still considerably behind the five-year average. Corn planting in the progress report just released says 62% has been planted, and that's under the five-year average of 96%, 85%. Was planted as of May 24th last year. 22% has emerged compared to 85% of the five-year average, 58% last year. Soybeans, 12% planted compared to 36% last year and 69% on that five-year average. And as far as wheat is concerned, 80% headed now, close to the 88% five-year average and ahead of 67% last year at this time, and 19% filled compared to 13% last year and behind the 43% five-year average. Topsoil moisture was rated 1% short, 58% adequate, and 41% surplus.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Well, currently, as we take a look at the trading ranges, wheat is trading higher, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 1/4 in Kansas City, and in Chicago, basically 3 1/4 to 4 1/4 higher. Corn is down just a bit, from 3/4 lower to 2 lower, and soybeans are trading higher, anywhere from about 9.5 to 12 higher, 13 1/4 higher now on that nearby July contract. As we speak. And joining us now to talk about this is Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning to you, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jay. It's kind of a hot, humid day here in east central Illinois, and it's pretty wet here in Oakland. It's turned very wet, and I know over in the Brockton area they got a big, heavy rain, and Edgar County got a big, heavy rain yesterday.
Yeah, it's been kind of spotty as to where exactly the rain was most concentrated. Ed Kieser had told us that some of these storms would be slow-moving and dump a lot of rain in one area, and another area might not get some. So we've seen, you know, in our particular area here, Champaign-Urbana area, there's still some fields that have some water standing. As you drive along the Monticello Road, you see those typical lakes and in some of the other fields. But a lot of progress was made over the past week in planting.
Yes, and the marketplace is still focusing on those wheats sharply higher. The marketplace is also focusing in on the oil seeds, the soybean market being quite strong. My customers basically, and I'm picking up more soybean acreage when we call North Dakota, you know, the feeling is that $10 beans is a tremendous fertilizer, and we will get a lot of oil seeds planted up in the upper Midwest. The war cry, of course, here in Illinois, and I see it in Indiana, less corn acreage, and, you know, I noticed that, you know, my opinion is that we will see, you know, less corn acres, and I notice it in Indiana particularly. So crude oil is very expensive, and we hear the word inflation used a lot in conversation with my customers this morning. People are bracing themselves for the word inflation and higher prices in years to come.
Mm-hmm. Crude oil at $62.85 right now in that July contract. The Saudi oil minister had said the market could support $75 to $80 a barrel oil.
And indirectly, that's beneficial to the ethanol industry and the corn price. If we have higher crude oil prices, higher gasoline prices, that augurs for better demand for ethanol.
Mm-hmm. Corn is evening out as we speak. It must have been something you just said.
The corn market is bullish for three reasons. We are going to see smaller acreage. There is this later planted corn crop that also creates lower yields, and as a result of that, we are going to see probably a tighter carryover next year. The dilemma, of course, is what do you do with this $4-plus old crop corn? And, of course, my advice is spoon-feed it into the marketplace. You raise the crop for a reason, and that's to sell. And you take good hard rallies and move it into the marketplace. The conditions as far as the wet crop, the wet planting, is somewhat supportive. And it's going to take the acreage report in June and also some dry weather, which I'm sure we'll get, to really get the prices, you know, substantially higher than we are at this time.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot.
Have a profitable day, Jay.
I'll try to, and you do the same. And Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, will join Todd Gleason again this afternoon on the closing market report at 206.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansas City wheat for July trading now at 667 and three quarters, up 5.5. September at 676, up 3. And December at 693 and three quarters, up 5. July wheat in Chicago, 617.5, up 5.5. September, 642 and three quarters, up 4 and three quarters. And December at 665 and three quarters, up 5. July corn in Chicago, 426 and three quarters, down three quarters. September at 436 and three quarters, make that 437 now, down three quarters. And December down just a quarter at 450. The May 2010 contract at 466.5, down 2. I should mention March 2010, 461, unchanged right now. July soybeans at 1198 and a quarter, up 12 and three quarters. August at 1159, up 9. September, 1099 and three quarters, up 12 and a quarter. November at 1056, up 13.5. And January at 1055 and three quarters, up 11.5. July soybean meal, 391.70, up 170. August at 374.10, up 70. July soybean oil, up 24.38. And the August contract now up 23 at 38.15. June live cattle, 82.65, down 17.5. August at 83.42.5, down 40. The August feeder cattle, 102.65, up 7.5. And September at 102.70. Down 15. June lean hogs, 65.10, down 45. July at 66.70, down 47.5. July crude oil currently at $62.59, up 14 cents. And the RBOB gasoline for June at $1.85 is currently up marginally. And as we take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, let's get the latest update here. It's down 19 points at 84.5422. The NASDAQ is up 13, and the S&P 500 is up just a little over three quarters. Well, the two-state forecast is calling for, in far northern Illinois, cloudy skies, periods of rain. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine, a few widely scattered showers in the morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs ranging from around 60 in far northwestern Illinois to 84 in the far south. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous across Illinois, southern Illinois, and across Indiana. Lows will range from around 50 in the north to 65 in the south, and then tomorrow, northern and central Illinois partly to mostly cloudy, elsewhere mostly cloudy with scattered showers, and highs 64 in northern Indiana to 76 in far southern Illinois. Dry weather is expected across most of Illinois and Indiana on Friday. A cluster of showers and thunderstorms may form in Iowa Friday afternoon and evening and push into Illinois and parts of Indiana Friday night into Saturday. Some areas might get more rain at that time. Dry weather should follow Sunday. Then we'll see a frontal system likely bringing more widespread rainfall into Illinois and Indiana Monday and Tuesday. 73 degrees on Friends Plaza here in Urbana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.